Well, good to see you today. It's the first Sunday in February. This is what we call Stewardship Month at Fellowship Baptist Church. This is a time we want to refocus on ourselves. What kind of steward am I? Where am I? What am I doing? What am I not doing? And all that. And we're going to be talking this month about faithfulness. Our theme is faithfulness. It's a good subject to talk about, being faithful to God, to His house, also to His Word, to giving, to witnessing. Many areas in life we need to be faithful to. And we're going to be looking at that today. So let's pray and ask God to bless our time together. Father, here we are again, Lord, in your house. We're thankful, Lord, for health and strength to be here. We thank you for each one that's come. We ask you now, Lord, as we open the subject this week about faithfulness for this month. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us. Will you please lead and guide us? God, in all we say and all we do, Lord, may we know, Lord, the people that are here on Sunday morning are the faithful. But yet, God, we know also, Lord, there are people that don't come faithfully or maybe be here later on today or tonight or whenever. But Lord, help us, dear God, to first of all examine our own lives. And not only just faithful to be here, but are we faithful in other areas also, Lord, as we look at your word today. Lord, have your willing way. Bless those that are sick, those that are hurting, those that are recovering from surgery. I pray you be with them today. And God, lift them up and encourage them. Now have your willing way in everything we say and do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to pray for Brother Glenn. You know, he had surgery this past week on his back. He's in a lot of pain. In a lot of pain trying to walk. And he's got a foot problem and all this. So be much in prayer for Brother Glenn. And as he goes through this, Miss Alford also, she's getting better, understand? Amen. That's good, that. But keep one another in prayer. I'm glad we can pray for one another, aren't you? I'm glad that God does hear and answer prayer. Book of Joshua today, first of all. Joshua. Look at chapter 24. We're talking about faithfulness. Faithfulness. Faithful means full of faith. Faithfulness has to do with applying that. Applying that. Don't just say it, but do it. Okay? I can say I'm faithful, but am I faithful? You know? That makes a difference in my life and how I live and all this. So we're going to be talking about faithfulness today. Our subject today is faithfulness to God and His house. Faithfulness to God and His house. Now, I realize, in saying that this morning, I'm talking to you that are. You're faithful to God and you're faithful to His house. And I want you to know that God loves you and God appreciates that, and we appreciate that also. It's a wonderful thing to have the house of God to come to on Sunday, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad we have a place to come and we can worship the Lord and we can learn more about God and learn more how we ought to live in our life daily for Him. So we look today at faithfulness to God and His house. And His house. Now, in Joshua chapter 24, we see here Joshua has gathered the tribes of Israel. He's called the elders. He called their heads and also the judges and officers. And all he's presenting them before God. He's trying to reveal to them some things that they need to remember. And things they need to understand. Now, look in verse number 13. Joshua 24 and verse number 13. The Bible says, Joshua says, "And I have given you a land, God, I have given you a land which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwelt in them of the vineyard and the olive yard, which ye planted not, do ye eat." Verse 14, Joshua said, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." Joshua's trying to encourage the children of Israel to put away their former gods and serve the Lord. Verse 15, he says, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, the next word is what?
Choose.
Choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. In other words, if you don't think it's right to serve the fathers, your fathers used to serve, why, you choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve who? The Lord. Joshua said, you can serve who you choose to serve. And we have to say that to people today. People in this world we live in can serve who they want to serve. But we all choose. We all choose. And Joshua said here, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Now, faithfulness to God and His house. Faithfulness means to be loyal, to be dependable, to be stable in our lives. You know, I'm so glad, as Brother Alford said many times, I don't have to get up on Sunday morning and say, well, am I going to church or am I going to stay home? You know, there is no question about it. You know, we just come. All you come. We don't vote on it or nothing. It's just the fact we always come because we want to be faithful to God. We want to be faithful to His house. So, but anyway, Joshua said we must choose. We must choose. I'm afraid today, in the life in which we live, where we live, Christians want to play on both sides of the fence. Christians we see today in church Sunday morning, okay, we're Christians, okay? But when we leave church, see, we're in the world, and it suits us. You know, I think this myself. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't know about you. When I'm in the world, I'm miserable. I don't like to be in the world. I don't like it. It's too much sin. But when I'm in God's house, I'm content. I'm satisfied because I'm with God's people. Okay? We come in unity to worship God in spirit and in truth. But out there in the world, it's a different place. It's a different place. And I don't like to be out there in the world. We have to be out there to do certain things we have to do. But for me, just to get out and go in the world, I don't like it. I don't want to be out there. I'd rather be in a tent in the woods somewhere by myself than I had in some places in the world today. I really had. Because I know, you know, it's not good for me. It's not good for me. I heard a guy say this past week, you know, he had to go to a certain store to buy something. You walk in the store, and all you hear is this crazy music blasting out. He said, you know, I don't like it. I don't even like to listen to it. But I had to go in there and get something I needed, you know. And I just asked God to help me. God, please help me. Because we're living in a world and a time that the world is going to make known to you what they want you to know. What you want you to know. But I'm afraid we're Christians or not. But sometimes we want to be on both sides as Christians. And listen, we can't be on both sides, folks. We can't be on both sides. We're either for God or we're for the world, one way or the other. You can't be straddled the fence, so to speak. You see, and may God help us. We're in a warfare. We as Christians are in a warfare. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, it's not just one or another we're wrestling against. It's not, that's not it. But against principalities, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. That's who we're wrestling with as God's children. And we need to be aware of this. Faithfulness to God is very, very important. Put our faith in God and live for Him. God isn't going to go my way. God is not going to go your way. There's God's way or no way. As far as God's children. He wants us to go His way. He wants to go His way, you see. So, first of all, we must choose sides. Joshua said to Israel, choose you this day who you were going to serve. But as for me and my house, we are going to serve God. We're going to serve God. I'm so glad today that you have chosen, you choose every week to come to church, Sunday school, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You have made the right decision. Just like you chose to be saved. You know, you had to make a choice to accept Christ as your Savior. If you didn't make that choice, you wouldn't be saved today. See, God just don't get a hold of you and say, you're saved. No, you have to call upon the Lord. You have to call upon Him in repentance of your sin and ask God to save you. You had to make a choice. Well, now, as a Christian, we had to make a choice to be faithful to God or not to be faithful to God. You know, we come to church this morning, Sunday school, we're still a lot of people that are not going to be faithful to God's house. They got other places to go to, other things to do, you see. They're lost, most of them. They don't know Christ as their Savior. We need to pray for them, you see. But you have chose to be faithful to God, to be here today. And what a joy it is to know that it's good to be faithful to God. By the way, we have a great leader, don't we? Jesus Christ is our leader. He's our leader. And because of that, we can have faith in him. In Titus 2, verse 13, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who we want to be faithful to. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we see here, we must choose sides, first of all. And secondly, we see we have a great leader. We have a great leader. Why not choose to be faithful to God? There's no reason not to choose and be faithful to God. Because we look at his love, his mercy towards all of us every day. Why not serve God? Why not be faithful to God? He's a great leader, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, in Matthew 28, verse 18, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. He has all power. We have a great leader, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today to know that. We also see he is a leader by example. He is a leader by example. Preachers preached on that Wednesday night about the example of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. You know, he is our great leader. He is our great example. He is faithful to God and to God's work. Jesus came to do what God wanted him to do. And he did everything his Father commanded him to do. He says, and turn to John chapter 4, if you will, please. John, the book of John chapter 4. Let's look at what Jesus said to his disciples here on a special occasion here. We know he had talked with the Samaritan lady at the well. And she got saved and went and tell some more people about what God done for her. And in chapter 4, verse 31, the Bible says, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. In other words, they'd gone out and got something to eat and come back. And they're saying to him, Master, eat. But notice in verse 32, but he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? What is he talking about? He says he had meat to eat. What is Jesus talking about? Look in verse number 34. And Jesus said to them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. That was his meat. That was his plan. That was his desire, to be faithful to God the Father. Jesus, our great example, you see. He lived to do the work of God the Father. He came to seek and save us, yes, and that's God's plan. But when he was here, he was faithful in doing God's work. There's nothing that his Father asked him to do that he did not do. There's nothing his Father instructed him to do that he did not do. He did it all. He was faithful to his Father. We need to be faithful to God. Faithful to God. You know, we said this before. I'll say it again. Faith. What is faith? As you spell it, F-A-I-T-H. It's forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. I'm going to forsake things in this world that I need to, and I'm going to just simply trust God throughout my life. That's the life kind, that life I want to live. So we see he is a great example, a great example. We also see that Jesus is faithful to God's house. He was faithful to God's house. Not only was he faithful to his Father, but he was faithful to God's house. We see in Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus said this, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Aren't you glad that it doesn't matter how small, how big the crowd is, Jesus is with us in God's house. He meets with us through the person of the Holy Spirit now as we come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. God's word commands us to be faithful to God's house. Turn over to Hebrews. We all know these verses. This is just a refresher course, if you please. Hebrews chapter 10. Look at verse 24. The writer of Hebrews says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. In other words, God says some is not going to be faithful. Some are not going to be faithful. But we see here the writer is trying to encourage us, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but, notice he says, exhorting one another. That's encouraging one another. Encouraging one another. Exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. What is the day approaching you're talking about? Coming of the Lord. The Lord's coming soon. And as we get nearer that time when Jesus is coming, we are to encourage and exhort one another to be more faithful to God's house. Listen, the only help we're going to have in this world, as we look around it, is we will come together with God's people and worship God in spirit and truth, encouraging us to go home and read the Word of God and study and pray and live the life that we ought to live, you see. So we see here that God commands us to be faithful to His house. To His house. I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm just saying this. You know as well as I know, the next hour there'll be people in this room that don't come just 1 hour a week. They come for church on Sunday morning, and that's all they come for. They won't come back tonight. They won't come back next Wednesday night. Now, why is that? Why is that? Why did they get enough on 1 hour on Sunday morning? They have chose not to be faithful. They have chose not to be faithful. It's not preacher's fault. It's not anybody's fault, but they're choosing. It's their choosing why they are not here. And therefore, we need to be praying for those people. We don't need to be talking about them bad. We need to be praying for them, folks, that they'll be more faithful to God and understand and receive the blessings of God. You know, God blesses not just momentarily. He don't bless just with finances. There's all other ways God blesses people, especially His people that are faithful. He'll bless His people that are faithful. God's promised to and He will, you see. We need to be praying for these people. It's not only this church, it's that churches all over the world the same way. The same way, you see. There are some that just not choose to be faithful. They do not choose to be faithful. But I want God to help me to be faithful, don't you? I want to be faithful to God. I want to be faithful to God's house because I know it's good for me. It encourages me to come and see you and talk to you and fellowship with you and hear the Word of God preached and taught and sing these one old songs that we sing about the Lord and how good He's been to us and how good He is to us even today. So we see faithfulness is very important. Faithfulness to God and faithfulness to God's house, our theme today. Faithfulness, again, there are many faithful men mentioned in the Word of God. Many faithful men in the Word of God. Faithful men, they assume a responsibility. They're steadfast in what they do. In the book of Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17 tells us this, the responsibility and how steadfast they are. Their word is dependable in Proverbs 14, verse 5. I like people that when they say something, they mean it. Don't you? They mean it. If I say to you, I'm going to do this for you, I want to do that for you. Okay? I want my word to be dependable. I want to be faithful to you as well as faithful to God, you know, in my life, you see. So faithful men rely on God. The righteous man gains his reliability and his firmness, which he does not have in himself. From God. We see here, God's faithfulness can never be invalid because of my faithlessness. God doesn't change. God's always faithful, ain't He? He's always faithful all the time. I may come up slack sometimes. I may not be faithful as I ought to be. But that doesn't change the fact that God is always faithful. He's always faithful, always has been, He always will be. I'm glad today to know that we serve a God that's faithful. Therefore, He wants us to be faithful to Him in return, you see. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We know the blessings, obedience precedes the blessing. And when we're faithful to God, God will bless. He'll bless you in ways that you can't imagine. You can't imagine. He'll bless you. He really will. And I'm glad today to know that. God's faithfulness, again, the faithfulness of God guarantees that His Son has entered into glory. God's faithfulness has guaranteed us that Jesus is in heaven with Him. I believe that, don't you? I'll be sitting on the right hand of God, on the throne of God. He's sitting there. It's because of God's faithfulness. God said He was going to do it, and God has done it. We also see God, the faithfulness of God brings victory to sufferers, those of us that suffer. Sooner or later, it's going to get better. I told Brother Glenn yesterday, I talked to him on the phone. He said he was in a lot of pain, trying to walk. I said, Brother, you just be faithful, and you just keep trusting God. Tomorrow's going to be a different day. Every day is different, you know. When you go through surgery and all this kind of stuff, you just keep trusting God. Keep trusting God. God is faithful. God will not allow these things to stay on us forever. He's going to give us a relief sometimes in our life when we need relief, you see. So we see that he brings triumph to sufferers. The faithfulness of God, most important of all, He forgives confessed sin. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad that God didn't just forgive me many years ago on April the 27th when I trusted Christ as my Savior. He forgave me then. But I'm so glad He's been faithful through the years to forgive me of my sins when I call upon Him, when I do wrong. God's faithfulness guarantees a lot of things for us in our life. He really does. And therefore, we ought to also try to be faithful to God. Divine faithfulness is not conditional by external standards. In other words, God's faithfulness is going to be there regardless of the standards. Regardless of the standards. God must be faithful. He cannot deny Himself. That's what the Bible tells us. He cannot deny Himself. So God is going to be faithful. He's going to be faithful. We see in the New Testament, talking about faithfulness, faithfulness to God and faithfulness to His house, a faithful man does his duty delightfully. It can be a servant, it can be a steward, it can be a witness. But a faithful man does his duty, and he does it diligently as unto the Lord. We see this in Matthew 25. As a servant does his service diligently. He does it because he enjoys it. Don't you enjoy talking to people about the Lord? Listen, we have the greatest news in the world. We have the greatest story in the world. And we owe it to be talking to people about Jesus. You know? It ought to be an everyday thing that we try to talk to somebody about the Lord. You see? I guarantee you, if you do that, it'll encourage you, first of all. And also, it encourages the people you talk to. See, being faithful to God. This is another way we should be faithful to God, in talking to people about Him. Owning up to who we are. We're God's children. Listen, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I'm a child of God either. Therefore, if I want to tell people about God, therefore, God helps us to do that as His servants, to tell people about the Lord, to serve stewards. I want to be faithful as a steward. Whatever God gives me, I want to be faithful in using it wisely. Whatever it is. If it's clothes, if it's a car, if it's a house, it don't matter what it is. Food, I want to use it wisely. I want to be a faithful steward of God. And I want to do it diligently as unto the Lord, you see. Even as a witness, I want to be that faithfully. Faithfully to God. Faithful to God. Preacher said many times, if you witness to somebody, it'll make you feel better, it'll make them feel better, and it'll make this world a better place to live in. If we try to be a witness for somebody to somebody and tell them about Jesus Christ. See, the world needs to hear. And the only way the world's going to hear is for Christians to choose to be faithful in this matter of talking to people about the Lord. Being faithful. We need to be faithful in doing that. There are many apostle companions in the Bible that were faithful. We look at Timothy. He was faithful to Paul, wasn't he? He was a faithful companion with Paul. He was there. When Paul needed him, he was there. All the time, you see. He was very faithful to Paul. Silas was also a faithful companion of the apostles. But Christ is our example. Christ is our example. Turn over to 1 Peter. The preacher read this last Wednesday night. I want you to look at it today. In 1 Peter chapter number 2. Look at verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. We see how Christ, our example of being faithful, is our example. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also, notice, first of all, he what? Suffered. He suffered for us, notice, leaving us in what? Example. He suffered for us, leaving us an example. 1 Peter 2, 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Follow his steps. Like what the preacher said, we can't walk in his steps, but we can follow his steps. We can follow his steps. We can't measure up to what Christ was, but we can follow his steps. We can follow him. We can follow him. And that's what he wants us to do, you see. Christ, our example, you see. There are many faithful sayings in the Bible. Faithful sayings in the Word of God. 1 Timothy 1:15, the Bible says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This was Paul, as he said that, recognizing to God that he was a sinner. Also in 2 Timothy 2:11, it's a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Aren't you glad to know that? Dead with Christ, we're going to live with him. Here and forever. Here and forever because of the faithfulness of the Word of God. We also see in the Word of God there are other men that were examples of being faithful too. Turn to the book of Genesis chapter 5. Being faithful to God and to his house. Faithfulness. You know, I know there are people today that may be watching my Ustream later on or even right now that would like to be in God's house, but they can't. They can't because of physical problems. I know that. I've talked to people in the past that served God for 40, 50 years. And then things began to happen in their life, and they had to cut back, and finally they had to stop going to church because of health problems. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about those of us that are able to be in God's house. We ought to be faithful. They were faithful all these years in their life. And they come to a point in their life that they couldn't be faithful to God as far as being in church. But I guarantee you one thing. Those people that were faithful all their lives and being in the church, they had to stop coming to church. I guarantee they're faithful in praying. I guarantee you they're praying and lifting up the pastors and the people in the churches that are there. They're still faithful in serving God somehow. We can always serve God somehow, folks. Even though we can't do it physically like we used to, we can always serve God faithfully. We can always be faithful to God. Now look at Genesis chapter 5. Look at verse number 22. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. Looking here. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. We see here Enoch walked with God. Faithful walking. He walked with God. The Bible says how long? 300 years. Now listen, we don't even come close to living that long. Really, we don't. If someone lives to be 100, it's a miracle around here. But Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Now that's faithfulness, isn't it? That's being faithful. He walked with God, you see here. And we see here, Enoch was a good example for us to follow and look at today of how we ought to be faithful to God. Enoch walked with God and he was not. See, we see all the days were 365 years. Compared to a lot of people in the Bible, Enoch didn't live to be very old. Methuselah was 969. You know, he was only 300 some years old. You see, he walked with God most of his life. Most of his life, he walked with God. He was faithful in walking with God. He really was. So we see, he was faithful. Now, let's look in chapter 6. Now, we are, Genesis chapter 6. Let's look at another man. Look at verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was always corrupt. We know all this. He says right here. But verse 8 and 9, we see here that another man walked with God. His name was what? Noah. He walked with God. He was faithful to God. He was faithful to God. And we see in chapter 6, verses 8 through 12, all the evil surroundings around him, he still was faithful in walking with God. He was faithful. He didn't quit working on that ark, did he? He did not. He built that ark. And no doubt people come by and mocked him, laughed at him, called him all kinds of names and all kinds of stuff, but yeah, he was faithful in serving God. He was faithful. He was a faithful man. And we see here, God help us to be more like them. He was obedient when the appointment of hard tasks. He had a hard task in front of him, but he was still obedient in building that ark. Listen, that building that ark was not an easy job. They didn't have what we have today to build stuff with. It wasn't an easy job, but God enabled him to do it. Why? Because he was faithful. Noah could have got started and said, I'm going to stop. This is too much. This is too hard for me. I'm going to quit. But he didn't. He kept on. He kept on. He kept on laboring for the Lord until that ark was built. He labored on until it was done, you see. He was obedient. We see he was remembered by the Lord also. And he was doing it in chapter 8, verse number 1. Chapter 8 says, and God remembered Noah and everything, every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters of sage. He remembered him because of his faithfulness. His faithfulness, you see. Listen, there's nothing that you do that God doesn't know about. The good and the bad. He's going to remember your faithfulness. He's going to remember your faithfulness. You may do things and say, well, you know, nobody knows what I do. But God does. God does. God keeps the record. And his record is a whole lot more important than our record is in how faithful we are. How faithful we are. The faithfulness, God help us to be faithful. Now turn over to Hebrews chapter 11 as we close this morning. By God's being faithful to God and to God's house. Hebrews 11. Look at verse 6. Let's go to verse number 5. Hebrews 11, 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he what? What did he do? He pleased God. He pleased God because of his faithfulness. His testimony. He pleased God. Notice also, verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and because it became heir of the righteousness, which is by what? By faith. We see again Enoch and Noah and how God used them because of their faithfulness. They pleased God. Now, how do they please God? By what? By faith. By faith. Now, look at verse number 6. Verse number 6. The writer here says, in verse number 6, but without faith. Notice. Without what? Without faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to what? Please God. See, we can't please God without faith. How do we get faith? From the Word of God. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. See, so we see here that Noah and also Enoch, they pleased God. They were faithful to God. They were faithful to God. And they pleased God. But look at the writer, look at the word again, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, I really believe there probably wasn't many days, probably no days really, in the life of Enoch or Noah that they didn't seek God. They sought God. They sought God's direction. They sought God's help in their life every day. And folks, that's the key. That's the key to being faithful to God, is to seek God every day. Every day. You know, don't let a day go by that you don't talk to God. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. That's how we please him. There's not one person in this room today, I know, that don't want to please God. And we can do it by faith, by being faithful to God and also to his house. You know, I believe this on my heart. If I'm faithful to God and doing what I can do, being faithful to God, I'm going to have a desire to be in God's house. The other's going to take care of itself. But if I'm not faithful to God, I won't care whether I go to church or not. You believe that? I believe that. I believe with all my heart. And God help us to be faithful. As next week we look at being faithful to God's word. Being faithful to God's word next week. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the word of God that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the examples, certainly of the Lord Jesus himself, in being faithful to the work that you called him to do and sent him down here to do. We thank you for that. And surely he has been our example by suffering for us and giving us eternal life through putting our faith in him. Lord, help us to be more faithful. Help us to focus on you this week more than ever, Lord. And God, when we know when we draw close to you, you're going to draw close to us. And you're going to give us that desire, even to be in your house, to be a witness, to be a good steward, to be a good servant, to be a good witness, because of faithfulness to you. God bless us. God help us. Lord, help us now in the next hour. Bless our preachers he preaches. Bless the songs. May all this done bring glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.